Ted Jankin, Oxygen Financial, the money guy. He is the guy that can help save you, make you money, invest your money properly. We have all gone to Oxygen Financial with Valentine's Day coming up. And this is outside of 401k stuff and that serious long-term type of thing. We're always looking to save a buck, especially for such a stupid holiday like Valentine's Day. You know, Steve and I are starting from scratch and it's Thursday. And I don't even feel the need to go out and buy anything, to be honest.
No, every day with us is Valentine's Day.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, look how we treat our women.
So, suggestions to save a little cash? I mean, outside of making a card?
For those that are caught up in this little holiday.
Well, this is actually how you have a lot of money. You know, the millionaire next door learns how to budget so they can save more money. And then that's how they build up this... big war chest down the road. You know, Valentine's Day is difficult because I think a lot of people feel the pressure to spend a lot of money, and they overspend often, especially on this holiday more than other ones, just to make sure they impress their significant other or partner. So one thing I like this weekend is, because Valentine's Day falls on a Sunday, is to do a Sunday brunch as opposed to a Saturday night dinner.
Oh.
You can still have that same romantic idea, but the cost for brunch is generally going to be a half to a third. You like, I get the oohs and ahs from the crowd.
I tell you right now, could you just dim the lights so that Bailey and I could be alone? Because that was fabulous.
Yeah, keep going.
Wow. Right. That felt good.
That's a good one. All right.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I love it. Is that it? Oh, you just got to take her to brunch?
Did I get the negative on that, or you didn't like it? Or you did like it?
No, I loved it.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
I'm with you. And actually, we got the perfect brunch place.
Perfect.
Yeah, right there in the Highlands.
Well, there's a lot of great places in the city, tremendous places in this whole city for brunch. A lot that I like, anywhere from like
I'm writing down Murphy's right now. That's where I always go.
Murphy's is fabulous. The West Egg Cafe, Canoe. You got all sorts of places that have fabulous brunch.
All right, so brunch. You got brunch. You don't have to take our debt. Saving you at least $100 right there.
Easy.
Okay.
If you have a bottle of wine, it might be $150.
Who drinks wine for brunch?
No, I'm saying if you go out to dinner the night before, it's going to cost you.
My wife. Honey, I love you, but really, you're a wino. I mean, in a good way.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Brunch. Okay. So you got good. You got orange juice and pancakes. Love it.
Now, I've got a different idea.
I'm being
here.
Serious, by the way. I'm not being facetious. No, I think it's a great idea. Yeah,
it's good.
I'm just trying to save you a buck.
I'm
or two.
Appreciative. Yes.
Or 100. So one of the things I like here, if you're going to try and do something at home, because a lot of people will think about cooking dinner if they don't go out. And I was down in Rosemary Beach over the holiday time, and I went to a place that they put out a dessert fondue. Mm-hmm. And it was really pretty nice spread. They cut up fruit. They had cheese. They had graham crackers. They had marshmallows. And then they had a white chocolate and then a dark chocolate fondue. And this is something that really isn't that hard to do at home. Mm-hmm. You spend the time, put it all together, make a nice romantic fondue. White chocolate, dark chocolate, and
you set
it all up.
White chocolate.
Both.
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 Okay.
Both. The problem is, how do you spell fondue?
F-O-N-D-U.
Is it F-O-N-D-U?
D-U-E. F-O-N-D-U-E.
Damn it, I just left off the E. I was close. You got to watch it with those fondue sticks, though. I burned myself once with one of those. I put it right, the skewer, right on my lip.
You don't have to use metal.
Okay, just saying.
They make them in other types of materials.
The fondue, yeah, thank you. The fondue is sexy, but man, you can burn yourself is all I'm saying. You got to be careful.
So we got brunch and we got fondue at home.
At home.
At home. So, and they,
that's,
you know,
sexy.
Who doesn't have five of those little fondue things that you got for a prize for Christmas?
Yeah, you've been giving them. And I suggest wood. Go with wood.
Okay. Wood skewers.
Right. Wood skewers.
So what do you got?
It's pretty good. Now, I heard you guys talk about this a few weeks ago. There's a lot of these shows on Netflix. So this could be a great weekend to just have a Netflix binge.
Sex flicks. Netflix.
What are you writing down? Sex
Netflix
flicks?
And chill.
Because, yeah, you Netflix and then you have sex flicks. Because you watch something that gets you horny.
Oh, but you have your own. You're not talking about watching porn.
If you want.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about finding one of the nice documentaries or things like that on Netflix.
I played a game one time where I'm like, let's do what they do. And then it got weird too quick.
Well, you shouldn't have watched Making a Murder.
I compromised my relationship.
This one would be unacceptable for anyone under the age of 30. Because Netflix and chill has become such a meme, and that means come over and watch Netflix and let's have sex. So if you say, hey girl, come over, we're gonna watch Netflix for Valentine's Day, she's going to be like, really?
Brandy, with all due respect, Ted Jenkins talking about grown-ups here.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You're too young to know what love is.
I'm just saying.
You don't know what Valentine's Day is, Brandy.
You don't get it.
I've never had a Valentine.
See, exactly. All right, so Netflix, brunch, and fondue.
All right, that's cool. At the house.
Yeah, what,
you're at the house. I like at the house.
As soon as you go out, you have to realize that this type of weekend is the weekend where everything is marked up. Anywhere that you go to a restaurant Friday night, Saturday night, everything is going to be marked up. It's going to be higher price. This is not the time to get a deal.
Yeah.
But you're going to feel that pressure of this weekend. So one thing that's good is that there's a lot of these outdoor shopping malls now that have ice skating rinks in them. A good example is up in Alpharetta. They have Avalon now. They put out an ice skating rink. And that can be a pretty good date. That's not that expensive to go out. They've got a couple of good dessert places there and just go out for ice skating and dessert and have a nice night rather than feeling that pressure of getting a big gift and then also a big dinner, because you could drop $300-$500 in a big hurry.
We're looking at, let's say, a hundy for brunch. This fondue gimmick that you're doing at the house, that's about a city. And Netflix, that's, you know, free if you got it, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this ice skating thing, that's about $30. So you're looking at just under $200.
That's if you do all of them.
That's, well, yeah. Isn't that what you're saying, though?
I'm saying do one of them.
You just pick one, bro. You don't know. That's the thing. What he's doing is saving people money.
That's why I'm saying you can't just invite her over to watch Netflix.
Like hell you can't.
What?
No, but you can be ice skating and look over as you're going, shh, 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 and go, hey, you want to go home and watch some Netflix?
Oh man!
You don't feel the average guy has a ton of pressure to go get a piece of jewelry, you know, a nice outfit at the mall? Or,
he does. And Victoria's Secrets is packed. I know.
Listen, I've handled a lot of budgets, and the average guy's thinking here. There's a price point in his head. He's saying, "How much money do I have to spend before she doesn't think I'm cheap? Mm-hmm. What's that number? Do I think if I spend $100?" Because she might ask her friends, or she's going to size it up, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And here's the catch 22 is that when you're with somebody for a long period of time, you and your wife have been together for a while.
20 plus years.
And Amanda, me and Rach.
The whole two.
You know, you can't blow it off because then they think that you're falling out of love with them. You know, but then if you got some new chick in your life, if you don't do something, then they're going to think that you're cheapo, that you're not into them. So it sucks for guys. Let me ask you this. Panties are cheap.
At Kohl's.
No. At Victoria's Secrets, they usually have deals. You like buy 10 for...
5 for 25.
5 for 25,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and our dog eats Rach's panties all the time.
That makes sense.
You know why, don't you?
Okay, gross. Moving on. Keep going. Don't mind Steve.
This makes sense to me so far.
So I'm thinking...
Steve, gross.
I'm thinking about him.
The dog just, for some all reason... Right. Eats my wife's panties.
So, Ted, I'm thinking about doing a panty bouquet. And get some of that styrofoam stuff you get at, like, Michael's, because there's one right next door to the Victoria's Secrets and the sticks, and then hang panties on
this
it.
This is like the edible arrangements, except with panties, yes, right? Yes, a panty bouquet.
What do you think?
And the styrofoam.
Jason, with 100% honesty.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a great idea. I am not kidding. That is a great. I would love a panty bouquet.
Thank you.
That is great. We have to buy underwear like every month.
$25, some Netflix, and a brunch, and a panty bouquet.
Done. Yeah.
I've never even heard of a panty bouquet. Yeah,
I think for the right person, that could be a good idea. But
I think it's a great idea, honestly.
You tell me what woman doesn't wear panties, and I'll show you a yeast infection.
Honey, you know what? You're right about that. Honey, here's a vase. Here's a vase. It's got 19 pairs of panties shoved in it.
It's better than a bag of dingers.
Well, that was the other one. But yeah, I like the panty bouquet. Cheap.
That's awesome.
Inexpensive, Ted. Good. You like it?
That was number 5 on my list right here. It was Rock Campbell.
Oh, look at the thing.
We're a match on that.
See, honey, here's a dozen panties.
Look at that. They look like flowers, and you put the flowers in the panties so the panties
smell. Wow, that does look pretty good up there.
That's
actually
a really great idea. Wow.
They're selling it for $180. I can do it for... Well, Michael's usually has great coupons, like 40% off clearance.
Yeah, but nobody wants to
get
go buy
a bag of Hanes panties and take them out of the bag.
You don't go to places and buy five panties for a buck. Pants. Yeah,
I don't think Michael's sells panties, do they?
No. God. But they have the baskets,
the styrofoam, the skewers, like the all that stuff.
Now, you go buy your baskets and your sticks, then you shove the panties on the stick, and then you hand it to him and go, "Here's a dozen panties."
Yeah.
great. Oh, and by the way, I will tell you, it's not because I endorse them, but jewelry stores right now are doing these $100 gifts, a lot of them 100 and under for really good jewelry specials, and D. Geller's doing that too. So you can, for somebody like you that's been married a long time, just give her a token of your love, something small.
Not anymore. I'm going for the panty bouquet now.
Well, yeah.
Are you mocking me?
I'm going to blame it on you if it doesn't work.
She'll love it. I promise. You got dogs, right?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, because they eat women's panties all the time.
Do your dogs eat your
Why is it funny?
I don't know.
He's gross.
So the dogs have everything in the house to chew, but they just choose the panties.
They
pass the slippers, they pass the shoes or the side of a couch, and they're like, you know what? I'm getting those panties.
Yes, sir. I bet you somebody listening will do the panty bouquet.
I'm getting those panties.
And you know what? Bailey's got three dogs. I bet it's a panty munch every day. You got three panty eating dogs. It's a wonder your wife has anything to wear.
My new favorite term.
All right, Ted, how can people find you if they want more information on making panty bouquets?
Well, I'm glad I could brighten up your morning here, but if you are looking to save money in taxes or you're concerned about the stock market, go to oxygenfinancial.net right now. The stock market getting beaten down. Now is the time to think about what you're doing with your 401k, your money. And I'll tell you what, because it is Valentine's Day.
And the stock market's getting beaten down.
And the stock market's getting beaten down. Oxygen Financial, we will give away two $50 American Express gift certificates for two winners that hit the site today. That request our brochures, go to oxygenfinancial.net. We'll hook you up over the weekend here, so go there now.
And your prizes will be picked up here at Rock 100.5. Compliments of Oxygen Financial.
There you go.
Yeah, that's two panty bouquets with some money left over. Please tell me if somebody comes in to see you today or by your next visit next week, and they sit down and they're like, hey, Ted, can we talk about my 401k? I've got so much money. I want to put it in there, my kids' college tuition. By the way, can you give me a heads up on that panty bouquet thing?